Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Find out why flying from San Francisco to Dublin, Ireland is easier than ever. Come along and join Associate Producer Laurie McCandish King in San Francisco as she visits with Dave Cooney and Helen McGuire with Aer Lingus. They talk about the launch of daily direct nonstop service between San Francisco and Dublin, as well as some vacation package offerings, business class lie-flat seats, and expedited reentry arrangements with U.S. Customs. Your host, Laurie McCandish King.
Hi, this is Laurie McCandish King from San Francisco, and I'm talking with Dave Cooney, Manager of Leisure Sales for North America for Aer Lingus. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Laurie. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for being here with us. It's a great time to work for Aer Lingus because of the fact that you've just introduced seven-day service.
Is that right?
Tell us about that.
That's right, Laurie. We are currently flying 5 days a week, but starting May 1st, we'll be switching to 7 days a week, daily nonstop service from San Francisco to Dublin.
That's terrific. Will that increase the number of passengers, significantly increase the amount of traffic you get?
Laurie, we think that it will be a great thing for travelers based here in San Francisco. Ireland is a very busy destination in the summer, so more seats certainly means more convenience for travelers, better selection of days they might want to travel. So we think it's going to be great, not just for us, but for the travelers as well.
I understand that Aer Lingus is partners with other airlines, too, so that makes it easier to arrange travel worldwide if a person is going not just to Ireland but somewhere else. How does that work?
Especially here in the United States, we're close partners with JetBlue, so we have a lot of connections to our gateways here in the United States, not just San Francisco but other gateways as well, from any JetBlue destination here in the United States. It makes it easier to get to Ireland.
And from San Francisco, now remind me, where do we fly direct from San Francisco to?
We fly direct from San Francisco to Dublin.
And then what about from New York or the East Coast?
We fly from JFK, John F. Kennedy Airport in New York. We also fly from Boston. On May 1st, we'll have a new flight from Washington Dulles. We also fly from Orlando, and we fly from Toronto as well.
So from San Francisco, what time do the flights usually leave? How does that work for the traveler?
Because it's Europe, typically Americans will want to travel in the afternoon or the evening to arrive the next day. The San Francisco flight leaves at 5:20 and arrives at 11:35 a.m. the next day. In Dublin, the great thing about the timing is that it does allow somebody to work a full day here, and especially if it's a business traveler, work a full day, get on the flight, arrive in Dublin the next day and ready to do business or have a great time as a leisure traveler. It's a nonstop flight.
And speaking of leisure travel, we're also talking with Helen McGuire, Director of Consumer Sales for Aer Lingus. Hi, Helen. Welcome.
How are you? Yes, delighted to be here around St. Patrick's Day and all the events tied in, everything Irish. And we're delighted to speak to your audience, and we'd love to welcome them all to Ireland. And log on our website on aerlingus.com for the best fares.
It seems that you often have fare packages. I don't want to limit this to a particular time, but is that the best way to find them, is by logging on onto your website?
Yes, on aerlingus.com you can either search for fares to Ireland and then onwards to Britain, or we also have inclusive packages, and that's under the umbrella of the Aer Lingus Vacation Store. And that will have inclusive packages with a car, hotel, B&Bs, all different varieties and ways to see Ireland.
And is there a particularly good time of year to come?
It depends on your interest. The summer, of course, is always weather-wise probably the best time, but the best deals can be in the off-season, spring and fall.
I've heard that there are some special conveniences for passengers flying on Aer Lingus. Could you tell me about that a little bit?
Yes, some of the products that we're very proud of is we have Wi-Fi on board, we have an Airbus wide body, we have the pre-clearance at Dublin Airport, which I'm not sure if you're aware of. That's pre-clearance of Customs Border Patrol for U.S. re-entry into the U.S. So when you clear customs at Dublin Airport, you are pre-cleared and you are now on a domestic flight into San Francisco. So when you arrive here in San Francisco, you grab your bag and go.
That's fabulous. That could save literally hours of time. I had no idea. How does that work with the two governments working together on that?
Well, the U.S. government has set up a station at Dublin Airport for all of the carriers that are coming into the U.S., and the flights then are pre-cleared, and it works out. It's a win-win. And we see an awful lot of passengers connecting from European destinations for that very reason. If you're coming from Britain or from Europe, you can be pre-cleared at Dublin, and it's a much easier process and a wonderful product.
I had no idea. I'm going to fly through Dublin all the time now. that's really good to know.
You should. It's a very manageable airport to fly through because it's so far west. It's an easy airport to connect to. There's no backtracking, and it's, again, a very manageable airport, unlike some of the other airports in Europe, which can be quite an ordeal to navigate. Dublin is quite a pleasant place to fly through.
It's a single terminal, so there's no change of terminal at Dublin.
There are no railroads to get from one part of the terminal to another.
It's all, you know, you're connecting on Aer Lingus within Terminal 2 at Dublin Airport. So it's a single terminal. There's a very easy product.
We do have a new business class product, a lay flat seat rolling out. That's already in some markets. It'll be rolling out through the summer. So we're very proud of that. And we think business travelers, especially from San Francisco, such a long flight, are really going to appreciate it.
Business and pleasure travelers. I love those flat seats. So that's rolling out for all flights then? Or
all transatlantic flights, yes.
Yeah, it's already on the San Francisco service, so all of our Silicon Valley and San Francisco Bay Area people can avail now of fully lie-flat, get off in Dublin fully refreshed, and off to their meetings.
So if you could tell us just a little bit about the aircraft that are involved.
Yes, the Airbus A330 is on the route between Dublin and San Francisco, and it offers both a business class and an economy product. With our new business class product, we have a throne seat, which means you can have your own little compartment and do your work and sleep and have all the privacy, and as well as doubles and singles aisle seats as well. So it's a lovely product, and we're very proud of it.
Throne seat. I want one of those. That sounds terrific. Could you explain a little bit about how that lie-flat seat works? I've never used one of those before.
Well, it fully lies completely flat, so you feel like you're at home in your own. It's like having your own bedroom in your own bed.
And that's not all the seats. That's a particular category of the seats within each airplane?
That's on the business class product.
So how many seats are next to each other? Could a family fly that way, or how would that work?
There are 30 seats on board. They're scattered with some doubles, some singles, so families can be accommodated as needed.
I would think that would be really helpful for people traveling with children. It seems like it would just be so much more convenient. Lay flat, you don't have kids falling in between the cracks and so forth. Or
true.
Toys or papers or whatever.
No, true. It's a lovely product. I mean, it's mainly geared towards the business community going between Ireland and the Silicon Valley here and the Irish tech business in Ireland. So that's really who's availing of it and enjoying it.
And there is quite a connection, isn't there, between Silicon Valley here and Ireland and the tech industry there?
There is. Apple, Intel all have operations in Ireland. And so there's quite a bit of traffic going back and forth these days, and we hope that will increase.
I understand that there's a huge number already of employees in Ireland of those high-tech companies. They have big offices and employ a lot of people in Ireland and also are pulling people into Ireland from other countries.
Ireland is leading the industry, tech industry, in the being the European headquarters. Yes, that's very true.
So it's a fun place to visit because of that, too, that cultural atmosphere.
Absolutely.
This is Lori McCandish-King from San Francisco. We've been visiting with Dave Cooney, Manager of Leisure Sales for Aer Lingus North America, and Helen McGuire, Director of Consumer Sales for Aer Lingus.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you for having us, Lori, and we look forward to welcoming everybody on board real soon.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant.